It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. It is estimated that one out of every 49 Coloradans is currently infected with COVID-19. That's according to modeling from the State Health Department and the Colorado School of Public Health. It's by far the highest prevalence since the coronavirus arrived in the state. The number of hospitalizations in Colorado continues to grow, too, after exceeding the previous high set in April. On Sunday, more than 1,500 people in the state were hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19. Some restaurants just survived their first weekend after new coronavirus restrictions took effect in more than a dozen Colorado counties. For places in the second highest level of restrictions, like Denver and Morgan counties, indoor dining is prohibited. And while outdoor dining is allowed, the colder weather is a threat to many struggling businesses. Sonia Riggs, who leads the Colorado Restaurant Association, says winterproofing patios is expensive.
In fact, our last survey, restaurants said that it will cost on average a little bit over $17,000 to winterize their patios.
In stay-at-home areas, restaurants will have to close all dining spaces and offer only takeout and delivery. Denver's sheriff and police departments could be closer to replacing their body camera technology. Denverite's David Sachs reports that's before the city council tonight.
A safety committee gave initial approval for the funding last week. More than $11 million would go toward upgrading body cameras and buying new ones. They would automatically start recording when an officer or deputy draws a gun or arms a taser. Denver's police chief called the technology a fail-safe in the most critical situations. Incidents involving law enforcement drawing weapons represent a small percentage of interactions with the public, according to a review of the department's data. City Council will vote on the funding next week. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
It's 30 degrees in Denver, cloudy and 28 in Colorado Springs. Fort Collins, 22 this morning. Front Range highs will be near 60 this afternoon.